Good morning. Today's daf from Pesachim Ein Aleph or Ein Amud Beis. We are four lines on the bottom of the Amud. We're starting with the words Amar Ula. This morning, continuation of the discussion of Chagigas Yedalin. As we were introduced to yesterday, here two blot in the sixth parak of Pesachim. Yesterday's daf Ein, today's daf Ein Aleph, 1771, dedicated to the discussion of Chagigas Yedalin. As we pointed out yesterday, let's quickly recap some of the more basic information in terms of appreciating and understanding today's daf. On a regular yontif, having nothing to do with Pesach, just stam a yontif. So you go to the Beis HaMikdash and you offer three korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. One is an olas riyah, two is a shamei chagiga, and three is a shamei simcha. As we discussed, when we get to Masechta Beitza and when we get to Masechta Chagiga, we're going to be discussing these korbanos in much greater detail. But in the meantime, however, this is an obligation that's required upon every Jew making the trek to Yerushalayim and performing the mitzvah of Aliyah LeRegel. These korbanos are brought on yontif itself. They cannot be brought a day before Yontif, day after Yontif. They're brought on Yontif itself. For the Olas Riyah and the Shalmei Chagiga, you only bring it one time over the course of Yontif. Yontif can sometimes be a 7-day affair, an 8-day affair, or a 1-day affair, depending on what we're talking about. Pesach, Sukkot, or Shavuos, in that order. And you only bring it one time. Obviously, the best is to bring it at the beginning of the Yontif, meaning even on day one on Yontif. All right, the first opportunity you have to do a mitzvah, you should do so. But if you don't bring it on the first day, you can bring it on the second, third, et cetera, et cetera. These karbanos, obviously the first one is a karban ola, hence the name Olas Riyah, and karbanos two and three are going to be shlamim, hence the name Shami Chagiga, Shami Simcha. The karban Shami Simcha is to fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, on Yontif. So we have a requirement to be happy, to rejoice, and that is going to manifest itself in terms of eating the meat of a karban shlamim. So the Shami Simcha, it is not so much the carbon that is required, it's the eating the meat of that carbon which is required, which goes back to yesterday's daf. It could very well be that that unlike the Olas Riyah and the Shami Chagiga, where they must be coming from carbonos that are chulin, they must be coming from animals that are chulin, non-consecrated animals, but when it comes to Shami Simcha, it could very well be that you are already have a carbon in tow, and you offer that carbon, and if you eat the meat of that carbon in Yontif, assuming that there's an allowance to eat that meat on Yontif, so then one is going to be fulfilling the mitzvah of Shamei Simcha. Good, and we're going to be talking more about that idea in the beginning of today's shiur. Just one more other point of general introduction, and that is yesterday's daf. Yesterday's daf, we were introduced to a special carbon that's brought on Erev Pesach. Now, we call it the Chagiga, but it is a little bit confusing. Let's try not to get confused. And that is that this carbon is the Chagigas Yedalad. Chagigas Yedalad is a supplemental carbon. It's a shlamim that comes in conjunction with the Karban Pesach. In the event that the Karban Pesach is simply going to be insufficient amount of meat for everyone there at the Chabur, at the Seder. So therefore, what it is supplemented with the meat of a Karban shlamim. The shlamim is referred to as described as a Chagiga, but that can be confusing because as we just got done saying, there is a Chagiga that is brought on Yontif itself. This is not a Chagiga in the classic sense. This is a special, what's called Chagigas Yedalin, a Chagiga that's brought on the 14th day. 14th day is not a Yontif. On the 14th day of Nisan, that comes in order to supplement the meat. The Gemara in yesterday's daf in Pesachim, Ayin Amud Aleph, said that the purpose of this carbon is that Kedeshe Pesach Nechal Al Hasova, so that when we eat the carbon Pesach, we're eating it while we are mostly full, so that the carbon Pesach will be eaten in a regal fashion, in a honorific fashion. Tosos connects this idea to the fact that if we are way too hungry when we eat the carbon Pesach, we're going to be tempted to break the bones of the carbon Pesach, and so this Chagigas Yedalin is to help us ensure that we are not going to be violating the Isser of Etzem Losish Berubo, breaking the bone of the Karban Pesach. Good, so that is all the Chagigas Yedalin that also comes on Pesach, in addition to the standard Chagiga, Shami Chagiga, and in addition to the Olas Riyah and the Shami Simcha. The Chagigas Yedalin is not an obligation. The Gemara said that in yesterday's daf very clearly. This was Rav Ashi's conclusion. Again, going back to Ayin Amud Aleph, the very top. So Rav Ashi says that the Chagigas Arbasar Lav Chovahu, it is not an obligation to bring this Chagigas Yedalin. It's just there as a purpose of need. And then, for a good part of yesterday's daf, we introduce ourselves to the opinion of Ben Tema. Ben Tema takes a really interesting position, which is that since the Chagigas Yedalad comes in conjunction with the Karban Pesach, it therefore will mimic the Karban Pesach. I mean, the Karban Pesach, on one hand, is like a Karban Shlamim, but on the other hand, there are many differences between a Karban Pesach and a Karban Shlamim. Karban Pesach, in terms of the amount of time that's eaten, it's only eaten on the night after Chechten, and that's it. And according to one Tana viewpoint, it's eaten only until midnight, not even beyond midnight. Karban Pesach only comes from a male animal. Karban Pesach can only come from an animal that's either a keves or an aes. Karban Pesach can only come from an animal within its first year. I think I said this already. Sorry, lost my train of thought. Karban Pesach can only come from male. Anyway, the Karban Pesach, even though it kind of behaves like a Karban Shlamim, but it's not. In certain points, it's lighter than a Karban Shlamim. It only requires one zrika. On the other hand, it's more limited than a Karban Shlamim, as we just identified. The opinion of Ben Tema, which we saw in yesterday's daf, is that the Chagigas Yidal is going to take on the full persona of the Karban Pesach. All the rules and regulations that apply to a Karban Pesach is also going to apply to the Chagigas Yidal. That's the opinion of Ben Tema. Our Mishnah that we saw yesterday on the bottom of Samach Tesla Medbeis clearly does not subscribe to this viewpoint. Our Mishnah says that the Chagigas Yidalit is to be treated like a regular Shlamim. It could be brought from any animal that's eligible for Shlamim. It could be eaten for 2 days, like a regular Shlamim with a night in between. So according to our Mishnah is clearly not adopting the opinion of Ben Tema, but yesterday we spent a lot of time with the Shita of Ben Tema. The Gemara asked one question within Ben Tema that the Gemara was uncertain about, and that is Shviras Etzem. Is there going to be an Isser in the Torah to break the bone of the Chagigas Yidal? Meaning, as much as there's an Isser regarding the Karban Pesach not to break the bone of the Karban Pesach, is there also going to be an Isser for the breaking of the bone of the Chagigas Yidal? That the Gemara ended off yesterday with an unresolved response to that question. Okay? And then we wouldn't have to go over the end of yesterday's daf. It's interesting, but the general ideas have been put out there. Let's continue now in the Gemara Amar Ula. We're four lines on the bottom on Ayin Amud Beis. And let's get underway with today's daf. Amar Ula, Amar Rebbe Elazar. So the Gemara starts off with an opinion of Rebbe Elazar. Now there are going to be two Rebbe Elazars this morning. The second one we're going to see halfway through in the Amud Aleph of today's daf. So this is going to be the first version of Rebbe Elazar. This one is presented to us by Ula. So this is Rebbe Elazar as presented by Ula. And that is Shlamim Sheshachta Me'erev Yom Tov, Eino Yotze Mehem Lamisham Simcha V'Lamisham Chagiga. So the Shlamim that I Shechta Me'erev Yom Tov. Meaning, let's assume we're talking about the Chagigas Yidalin. But it doesn't have to be. It could be any shlamim. But the point is that any karmic shlamim that shechted on Erev Yontif, so one is not going to be able to fulfill neither the obligation of simcha, meaning shami simcha, and not chagiga, meaning shami chagiga. Mishum simcha dichsiv zavachta v'samachta. Now, why wouldn't he fulfill the obligation of simcha? Let's consider. When you shecht a shlamim on the day before Yontif, you have 2 days to eat it. Day number two is going to be the first day of Yontif. So why aren't you going to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of simcha? And as we pointed yesterday, when it comes to the mitzvah of simcha, so the mitzvah is really just to eat karbanos, to eat the meat of karban. So why wouldn't you be able to fulfill the mitzvah of simcha? So the Gemara now introduces us to a chiddush. This first time we're seeing this idea. V'zavachta v'samachta, the Torah, in the pasuk in Kisavo, says that you're going to be shechting and you're going to rejoice. Be'inan zvicha b'sha'a simcha. And that means to say that the shechting of the Shami Simcha has to be at the same time, has to be during a period of time when there's an obligation to have Simcha, i.e. it has to be done on Yontif. Meaning to say that I can't carry over a carbon from yesterday, which was not Yontif, and have day being day number two of that carbon, which I'm allowed to eat it. And even though I am eating the meat of the carbon, but you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of Simcha, because Simcha requires that the carbon be shechted on this very day. Valeka. And here, if you were to shech the Shlamim the day before, you don't have that. So, v'leka mishum chagiga. Now, as far as fulfilling the mitzvah of chagiga, so that's easy. And that's because hava deva shebechova v'chol deva shebechova eino ba ela min hachulin. It goes to an idea which we articulated yesterday, and we get to repeat today, and that is that the shami chagiga is an obligatory karban. Once you have an obligation, you cannot recycle a karban that you already set aside and basically double dip and use it also as shami chagiga. You have to use animals that are chulin in order to fulfill your obligation. Shamei Chagiga, the carbon itself is an obligation. And so therefore, I can't use a carbon that I shechted yesterday, meaning the day before Yontif, and just simply say, oh, this will also double as my Shamei Chagiga. Lema Misayele. The Gemara now is going to try to bring supports for this position, Rabbi Elazar. Now, the second halach of Rabbi Elazar, that's not open for discussion. It's really a non-controversial point. It's the first statement of Rabbi Elazar that really garners a lot of attention because it's a bit of a chiddush. Meaning, you could have made the argument, and in fact, later this morning you could make the argument that for Shami Simcha, as long as I'm eating karban on Yantiv, so then you're fulfilling the mitzvah of v'samachta b'chagecha. And meanwhile, what Rabbi Elazar introduced us to is no. In order to fulfill the mitzvah of Shami Simcha, the karban has to be shechted on Yantiv itself. So now the Gemara is going to bring a brisa that seemingly is going to support this idea. The brisa quotes the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, Vayisa ach sameach. We have a ribui. So when is there a mitzvah to have simcha on Yantiv? And specifically here, we're talking about the Yantiv of Sukkos. So for the 7 days of Sukkos, it's a given. Meaning on day number one, there's a mitzvah to have simcha, as there is a mitzvah to have simcha from days 2 through 7 as well. So if possible, if available, so you shech the carbon any one of those days, all those days, and you enjoy the meat of that carbon shlamim, and now you're fulfilling the mitzvah of simcha. And that's going to be true through days 1 through 8. Now, the pasuk goes on to say, Vayisa ach sameach, and that's a ribui. Now, the truth of the matter is that the braisa is a little bit challenging. I'll just throw out the question. I'm not going to respond to it, but I'll throw it out there. Usually the word ach is a mi, it's a limitation. And over here, it's serving as a ribui. That part's a little bit strange and it is unusual. But anyway, but let's just work with the brisa that we have in front of us. And that is that we have a ribui. We're coming to include, meaning something is going to be included for the mitzvah of simcha. Ata omer leila yom tov acharon. So what's going to be included? The last night, meaning the night of the 8th day, that's going to be included within the mitzvah of simcha. So that the eve of the 8th day, so you're going to be eating karban on that night in order to fulfill the mitzvah of simcha. Now, I might have thought maybe, how about the eve of the 1st day? Meaning, maybe there is a mitzvah to have, to eat shlamim on the first night of Sukkot to fulfill the mitzvah of simcha. So, tamalamar, ach, chalak. So the word ach is not only there serving as a ribui, but it's also coming to tell me that we're going to be mechalak, we're going to divide. Meaning, we're only going to include one night, and the one night that we're going to be including is only the night of the 8th day, not the first night. Now, that's the braisa that the Gemara now speculates. My time, Allah, mishum de'ein lo ba'me yisamach. Now, a simple explanation of why that would be is for the following reason. On the first night, how are you going to be fulfilling the mitzvah of simcha? The only way you're going to be able to do that is to shecht a karban. You can't shecht at night. There is no karban that's shecht in a night. So the only way you could do so is having a karban shechted the day prior. Well, the day prior of Yontiv, so that is, you cannot fulfill the obligation of Shami Simcha with a karban that was not shechted on Yontiv. Meaning, if our explanation of the brisa is good, this brisa is a very clear support for the Chiddush of Rabbi Elazar. So this is what the Gemara proposes. Now, as opposed to the night of the eve of the 8th day, well, there, yeah, that's no problem. In other words, you're shechting the carbon when? On day number 7. Day number 7 is Yontif. And therefore, you could take the meat of that carbon and have a ribui to include the night of the 8th day to fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha. That is right now what we're proposing. And lo, the Gemara says, look, we're right about the way we explain the brisa, but we're not right in terms of the reason behind the brisa. The reason behind the brisa has nothing to do with when you shech the carbon versus when you cannot shech the carbon. Lo, kidetani taima. In fact, if you just read on in the brisa actually tells us the reason. And it's a little bit strange that the Gemara is asking a question from a brisa, stopping midway in the brisa, trying to give a reason behind the brisa. And meanwhile, the end of the brisa actually gives us the reason. So I admit that part's a little bit strange, but that's what just happened. So my tama. So let's read on in the brisa. Maris l'rabos leila yom tov acharon v'lohotzi leila yom tov rishon. The brisa actually explains why, if we have an inclusion where we're going to be including a night for simcha, night of the 8th day or the first night, why am I including night of the 8th day, the eve of the 8th day? Marba ani leila yom tov acharon sheish simcha lefanav v'motzi ani leila yom tov rishon shein simcha lefanav. So it's very simple. Because the eve of the 8th day, we are coming off of simcha, meaning we just experienced 7 days of simcha in a row, where in each of those 7 days, it's possible that a person could be eating shlamim all those days. So over here, if we're just talking about being mamshich, it's just a continuation. That's easy. Meaning we're already in a state of simcha, and all we have to do now is just simply continue. On the other hand, the first night, so what are we doing? We're going from 0 to simcha. meaning that's very hard. If anyway, it's on the bubble, it's on the border, and we need to include something. So I wouldn't include the first night, because on the first night, how can you go from non-simcha to simcha, as opposed to the last night, where you're already coming from a point of simcha, and you're just continuing in simcha. Okay. So, and then it has nothing to do with when the karbanos were shechted. Mesiv Rav Yosef, the Gemara now is going to be challenging. Chagigas Arba Asa Yosef Ba Mishum Simcha Ve'en Yosef Ba Mishum Chagiga. We're going to go back to a brisa that we saw in yesterday's daf. Yesterday we learned that the Chagigas Yedalin. So one can fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha, one cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Shami Chagiga. Amai Habi'inan Zvicha B'Sha Simcha Veleika. So the Gemara says, now I don't understand. Chagigas Yedalin, when is it shechted? The name gives it away. It shechted on the 14th. It shechted not on Yantiv. And yet we learned in yesterday's Brisa that you could fulfill the mitzvah of Shami Simcha, but you can't fulfill the mitzvah of Shami Chagiga with it on day number two. Now, if you remember yesterday, so Rashi already gave us the answer to the Gemara's question over here. The Gemara is now going to tell us what Rashi taught us yesterday. Am Ravidi Baravin she'ikev v'shachta. So the Gemara's answer is, oh, no, no. You didn't shech the Chagigas Yedalet on the 14th, if in fact you did so. So we would argue that you would not be fulfilling anything. Not on day number two. Not Shami Chagiga, that's a given, and not even Shami Simcha. The Braisa is only dealing with the case that for whatever reason, Chagigas Yedal was not shechted on the 14th. You're Ma'akiv, for whatever reason, you held it back. You didn't shecht it. And now you bring it to the next day, to the 15th day of Nisan, and now you shecht it. So can I fill my mitzvah of Shami Chagiga? The answer, of course, is no. Because again, Shami Chagiga has to be coming from Chulin. This is not Chulin. Can I fulfill my mitzvah of Shami Simcha? The answer there is going to be yes. Because again, for Shami Simcha, the mitzvah is to eat the meat of Shlamim, and that you're doing. And by virtue of the fact that you shechted it on Yantiv, perfect. So now it was Simcha b'shas, it was Simcha b'shas zvicha. I'm Rav Ashi, Hachinami Mestabra. Rav Ashi says, I'll tell you what. This pshat that we just offered is excellent. Dilo tema hachi hamas nisa man de ketanila ben tema. The Gemara says, remember, who's the author of that braisa? So as we talked about in yesterday's daf, we concluded it's the opinion of ben tema. So ben tema hapasa la belina, shmamina. Now, according to ben tema, if we were to have shechted this animal on the 14th, when does it become disqualified? Remember, according to Ben Tema, the Chagigas Yedal takes on the full status of a Karm Pesach. Karm Pesach is going to be pasul by the morning, meaning the morning of Yantiv, so is the Chagigas Yedal. So there is no way that we can entertain that this Brisa, which is authored by Ben Tema, is talking about where I shechted the Chagigas Yedal on the 14th, because if that were in fact the case, you wouldn't be eating it on the morning of the 15th. It would be pasul at that point in time. Okay, good. Mace of Rava. Rava has a challenge based on a Mishnah in Sukkah. Mishnah in the fifth parak of Sukkah, Hala v'simcha shmona. Then when it comes to the mitzvah of Hala and the mitzvah of Simcha, 8 days. Now, Iyamar b'inan zvicha b'sha simcha hazim n'sigin de lo mishkach ala ela shiva. So the Gemara says, now, how can you have Hala, you can say all 8 days of Sukkah. So when we say Sukkah, obviously we're including Shmini Atzeres. Obviously, because we're saying 8 days. And Simcha also is going to be Shmona, it's going to be 8 days. 8 days of Simcha as well. And of course, when we say Simcha over here, our assumption is that Simcha is with Shlamim, by eating the meat of Karban Shlamim, so then one is going to experience Simcha. So, Hazim and Sagin, the Gemara says, now wait 1 second, there are many times. Now, there's going to be many times where you just simply, you halachically cannot enjoy 8 days of Simcha, but only 7. Go in Shechal Yom Tov Rishon, Lios B'Shabbos. If the first day of Sukkah comes out on a Shabbos, so as we pointed out yesterday, so nothing is going to be overriding Shabbos, meaning the Shami Chagiga, the Olos Riyah are not going to be overriding Shabbos, and Shami Simcha are not going to be overriding Shabbos as well. So there, you just simply won't have an opportunity to have Simcha for 8 days. Over there, you're going to be having it only for 7 days. Now, let's just think this through. If Shabbos were to come out on any other day of Sukkot other than the first day, so then there would be no problem having Simcha all 8 days. How? Because even on the day of Shabbos, so what you'll be going to be having is Shlamim left over from yesterday, meaning the whatever Shlamim was offered on Friday, so you have 2 days to eat that Karmen Shlamim. You have Friday and, of course, the second day being Shabbos. So if it were to be any other day, so then you can easily observe Simcha on all 8 days. Now, Amar Avuna Breder of Yehuda, Misamcha B'Sirei HaRegalim. So the Gemara says, okay, so how are we going to be Misamech? Meaning, What the Gemara is bothered by is that if Shabbos and Yom Tov coincide, if Shabbos and the first day of Yom Tov coincide, so there's no way that you're going to be able to have Simcha for all 8 days. What it certainly sounds like, I didn't make this point clear, let's do so right now. What it certainly sounds like is that even when Shabbos and the first day of Sukkot coincide, you could still have 8 days of Simcha. Now, how do you do that? The answer is, you have a carbon from yesterday, meaning the Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontiv, and the second day of that Shlamim will be eaten on Shabbos, and that will be a fulfillment of Simcha. On the Shabbos, which is the first day of Yontiv, and that'll be a fulfillment of Simcha. Right now, that is what the Gemara is thinking, and if everything I said is correct, so that's a kasha on Rebbe Lazar. So the Gemara's proposal, before I get to Rava. So Amar Rebbe Huna Bereid Rebbe Huna Misamcha Besirei Aregalim. So the Gemara says no. Let's assume that Rebbe Lazar is right. You cannot shecht a carbon on Erev Yontif, which is also Erev Shabbos, enjoy the meat of it on day number two, and count that as Simcha. That's absolutely right. And so, question. If the first day of Yontif coincides with Shabbos, so how are you having 8 days of Simcha? So the answer the Gemara now is proposing is, well, Se'irei Regalim. Well, you know on Yontif, there's a whole host of carbonas that are brought, many of them being Olas, most of them being Olas, but there's also a Chatas that's offered on that Yontif. Now, even though it's Shabbos, you're going to be offering the Chatas, because all the carbonas of Yontif, which have a Moed, which have a fixed calendaric time to be brought, so they're going to override the Shabbos. So what the Gemara now is proposing is that Simcha could be fulfilled how? With the Chatas meat of the Se'irim of Yontif. So Amar Rava Shuchei Shtei Chubas B'davar, so Rava says, boy, do I not like that answer. Number one, Chata Desirei Galam Chai Ne'echalam Tzli Ein Echalam V'Simcha B'Chai Leka. So first of all, how are the Kohanim eating the meat of the carbon Chatas? Which is a wonderful question in general, meaning when Shabbos and Yontif coincide, and now the Chatas is being offered, so the Kohanim are now going to be eating the meat. How exactly? On Shabbos itself, they can't cook it. The Shechita of the Karmen Chatas is going to be overriding Shabbos, but you can't cook the meat. That's not going to be able to override the Shabbos. The only way it can be eaten is raw. And the Gemara says, and there's no Simcha that comes out of that. Remember, the Gemara elsewhere talks about how really you're going to have Kohanim who have an iron stomach. They're the only Kohanim that are going to be eating this Chatas to begin with. And most Kohanim are not going to be eating the carbon chatas, and even the Kohanim who do eat it, you can't call that Simcha. That's number one. And number two, va'od Kohanim ochlim b'Yisrael b'mes mechem. And on top of that, who's the consumer base for the carbon chatas? The answer, of course, is only Zichrei Kohuna in the Azara. That's a small segment of the Jewish population that are going to be enjoying meat of a carbon on the first day of Yontif. You can't call that a fulfillment of Simcha. That's just a small sliver of the Jewish population. So Ella Amar Rapapa Misamcha Bixus Nikiv Yan Yashan. So Rapapa says, fine. So I'll tell you how we can understand the Mishnah. Meaning, let's assume Rebbe Lazar is right. Let's assume that there's no way to fulfill Simcha in terms of eating Shlamim when the first day of Sukkot coincides with Shabbos. Let's assume that's right. There's still another way of fulfilling the mitzvah of Simcha, and that is new clothing and old wine and vintage wine. Meaning that the Havamina going into the whole discussion is that Simcha can only be fulfilled by eating carbon shlamim. The chiddush of the Gemara is that, no, there are other ways also to fulfill this mitzvah of simcha. Right, there's pathway number two, if pathway number one is simply unavailable. And so therefore, there is a way to fulfill the mitzvah of simcha, and so far, we have successfully defended the shita of Rebbe Lazar. So far, we have made in this daf one point, right? I'm just distilling. We have made one point in this daf, and that is that the shita of Rebbe Lazar is that any carbon that shechted prior to Yontif, even though you're eating the meat on Yontif itself, you get checks for nothing. You don't get a check for Shamei Chagiga, because this was already a carbon that you owed. And on top of that, you also don't get a check for Shamei Simcha as well. Despite the fact that you're eating Shlamim on Yontif itself, Rav Elazar was Mechadesh, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Shamei Simcha, it must be a carbon that was shechted on Yontif itself. And so therefore, you're not going to get a check, not even for Shamei Simcha. This is all point number one of today's daf, Ki Asa Ravin. Ravin comes in from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Rav Elazar. He's going to be quoting Rav Elazar. So now this is going to be our second version of Rav Elazar brought to us by Ravin. And that is Shlamim Sheshachtim Erev Yontov, Yotze Behem Mishum Simcha, Ve'en Yotze Behem Mishum Chagigam. So in this statement, if I have any Shlamim that was Shechtan Erev Yontov, and now it's day two, and obviously day two is the first day of Yontif, and I eat the meat of that Shlamim. You're allowed to. You have 2 days to eat Shlamim. So I eat the meat now on day one of Yontif, which is day two of this Shlamim. So you do get a check for Shami Simcha. You do not get a check for the Shami Chagiga. So and here we explain. So as far as getting a check for the mitzvah of Shami Simcha, that's correct. Because the mitzvah of Simcha and Yantav is simply to eat Shlamim. When it's shechted is not significant. It's not critical. So it could have been shechted non-Yantav, meaning one day earlier. Fine. And v'lom yishum chagiga, but you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah of chagiga because have a devash bechova. V'chol devash bechova, eino ba ela menachulin. And so for this, we're not going to budge from this point. And that is that for Shama Chagiga, it must be brought from Chulin. This is not Chulin. This is already an animal that designated as a carbon, and so therefore you cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Shama Chagiga. So here now, we are going to take the position that you can fulfill the mitzvah of Shami Simcha even with a carbon that was not shechted on Yantav itself. Meisvei, the Gemara now is going to be challenging based on a brisa. So this is going to be round two of this brisa in today's daf. So here the brisa tells us that an additional night of Simcha on the 8 days of Sukkot, what's that additional night? The night of the 8th day. There you have an addition of Simcha. My time, Alam Yisham Deinlo Bame Yisamach. Now, presumably, why don't we include the night of the first? It's because there simply is no, there's no means of getting a Shlamim the night of the first. Meaning, even if I were to Shecht Erev Yantiv, that doesn't qualify. Why? Because right now the Gemara is assuming that the first version of Rav Elazar is right, not the second version of Rav Elazar. So the law, the Gemara again immediately rejects it because we don't have to construct reasons behind the Brisa. The second half of the Brisa gives us the reason. Again, this is all round two of this Brisa. Kidetanya, Maris Larabas Lele Yom Tov Acharon, Ulahotzi Lele Yom Tov Harishon, Marbani Lele Yom Tov Acharon, Sheyesh Simcha Lefanov, Umotziani Lele Yom Tov Rishon, Shein Simcha Lefanov. Again, the difference between the 8th night being a hamshachet, just a continuation of simcha, that's much easier, as opposed to the first night where you're going from no simcha to now simcha, that's much harder. And so therefore, if we're going to include anything, we're going to include the eve of the 8th night, not the eve of the 1st night. Good. Adkan, that takes us now to the first, to the two statements of Rabbi Lazar in version number one. Any carbon that shechted before Yantav, you do not get a check mark, not for Shami Chagiga, nor for Shami Simcha. In version number two, you do get a check mark for Shami Simcha, but not for Shami Chagiga, Amar of Kahana. We're continuing now in the Gemara. We are on Ayin Aleph, Amud Aleph, about 8 lines from the bottom of the Amud, end of the line, next discussion in today's daf. Amar of Kahana, Minayin Imure Chagigas, Chamisha Asar, Shinifsalim Belina. If I have the Imurim of a carbon Chagiga of the 15th, so we're talking now, about the standard chagiga that's brought on Yontif, right? It's called chagigas chamisha asar, just simply to differentiate it from chagigas yedalid. So it's nifsa balina, meaning if the imurim, remember, the imurim are the parts of the carbon that are put onto the mizbeach, right? The klios, the kidneys, and various fats, and the diaphragm. So the imurim, which are required to be put onto the mizbeach and burnt on the mizbeach, if the imurim are not put onto the mizbeach, by morning, so they're going to be pasul, they're going to be disqualified, meaning they're forever now going to be disqualified to put up onto the mizbech, and you have lost the opportunity of fulfilling this mitzvah of burning of the imurim. Shenemar v'lo yalin chelav chagi at boker, it's a pasuk. Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim says that one is not allowed to leave over chelav chagi, the chelav of the carbon chagiga, till the morning. And if you do so, v'samech le reishis, and it says, Rashis, meaning not just any morning, but the very next morning. Good. So from here, it is clear that one is going to miss an opportunity of burning the Imurim if one does not do so by the morning. And by the way, Tosfos points out over here, this sounds like a pretty broad halacha, meaning it's just limited to the Chagigas Yidalid. I'm sorry. It's just limited to the Chagigas Tezvav. It's not just limited to the Chagigas Tezvav. The bottom Tosfos over here, very short, but very fundamental. Mehacha nafka b'chol imurim, meaning this halacha is going to be true now by every and all imurim. Meaning this is going to be serving as the precedent, as a prototype case from which all other cases will be learned from. In other words, binyanav. So that is the halacha that is taught to us by Rav Kahana. Now the halacha is absolutely correct. The Gemara is going to be bothered over here by really a technical point, and that is that he's learning it from the fact that it says Reishis next to the word Boker, and from there we could deduce that Boker over here means the first morning and not any other morning. So lemeimer dahai boker boker rishon. So the boker over here is referring to a boker rishon, the first morning. So maskav Rav Yosef time to katsav reishis. Halo katsav reishis. So hava amina my boker boker sheni. Now just even entertaining the idea that it wouldn't be the first morning, it would be, let's say, the second morning where one violates the isur of lina. So mi ikamida debaser ifsole mi orta vi imurim at safra. So what comes out now is going to be something really strange and unusual. Meaning, if we're going to entertain, right, the Gemara right now is theorizing, if we're going to entertain the idea that the Imurim do not become disqualified until the second morning, so that brings us to the final conclusion, which the Gemara basically is going to argue, it's an absurd conclusion. When does the meat of the carbon become disqualified? So we know, it's a standard shlamim, so you have 2 days, so the day you shecht it, plus the following night, plus the next day. Good. Now, if we're saying that the boker for the disqualification of the imurim is not till the second morning, so when do the imurim become disqualified? That's going to be now, to follow, the day that the animal was shechted, the next night, the next day, and the next night, meaning that the disqualification of the imurim are not going to be until the second morning. And now you want to tell me that the imurim are going to be disqualified prior to the meat? I'm sorry, not prior. The Imurim are going to be disqualified after the meat becomes disqualified. So that is halachically, I'll use the word, it's absurd. Meaning, we generally speaking don't find that. We find that if anything, the meat has a much of a carbon has a much longer shelf life than that of the of that Imurim. So the Gemara is basically arguing, how can you even suggest that? How can we even entertain for a moment that the word boker over here means the second morning? So Amale Abaya Amalo Alamalo. So Abaye says, look, it's not absurd. Meaning you think it's totally unprecedented? It's not true. There is a case in halacha where the imurim are going to last longer than the actual meat itself. Vahari Pesach. Now, it's a limited example, but still a good example. L'Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah debaser ifsolei mechatos, v'imurim ad tzafra. Let's take a look at the Karban Pesach. And according to the viewpoint of Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, we will be discussing this in greater detail later in the Masechta. Rav Elazar ben Azariah says that you only have until midnight to eat the Karban Pesach, meaning after midnight you cannot eat the Karban Pesach anymore. Now, what about the Imurim? You have the whole night to offer the Imurim. So here we have it. According to Rav Elazar ben Azariah, the Karban Pesach is now going to be a case study in which we have the Imurim lasting longer than the meat of the Karban. So Abaye says, You think it's just unprecedented that the imurim can last longer than the meat of the karban? It's not unprecedented. We do have a case, admittedly a limited case, and admittedly it only works to the sheet of Rav Elazar ben Azariah, but we do have a case. Amar Rava, Rav Yosef hachi kakashulei. So Rava says, no, you misunderstood Rav Yosef. Meaning Rav Yosef was bothered, but Rava says to Abaye, but you didn't understand what was bothering Rav Yosef. Let me explain to you what was bothering Rav Yosef. Mi ika mi didi lutana labasar, lo bayi reishis, v'rav kahana li imurim bayi reishis. When we're going to have a limud upcoming, we're going to see together in just a moment, regarding the meat of a karban. Where there, I didn't need the word reishis, meaning we knew that boker meant the first boker, and now you want to tell me that vis-a-vis the imurim, all of a sudden, without the word reishis, I would have assumed that boker meant the second boker. Meaning, if we just have the word boker, even without the word reishis, don't we normally assume that's the first morning and not the second morning? So the Gemara says, namaihi. Now, in order to fully understand Rava's clarification of Rav Yosef's question, we have to learn together a brisa. As we started now on the bottom of the Amud, V'atani will learn from the following brisa, lo yalim min abasar asher tizbach be'erev, bayom harishon la boker. Do not leave over any of the meat that was shechted in the evening. Obviously, it was not shechted in the evening. It was shechted the day prior. So, bayom harishon la boker, to the next morning. What are we describing over here? So Rashi says what we're describing, Chagigas Arba'asar. Rashi, Asher Tizbach Be'erev, second to last line. Bechagigas Arba'asar Mairi. With this, Bryce over here is talking about the Chagigas Yedalin. Dinishchata Ima Pesach Be'erev. It's shechted with the Karban Pesach. Now, Be'erev over here does not mean evening. I know it could, but not here, obviously. It means that it's shechted for the evening, meaning obviously it's shechted on the 14th. Both the Karban Pesach and the Chagigas Yedalid, and the Shechted for the evening. The Halek Lamemer Be'erev Shel Yom Tov, Harishon Atzma Kamer Kra, the Imkain, my Be'erev Halo Shechita Samba Yom Kulo. Right? It can't be talking about Shechting the night for the day because there is no Shechting of night. Anyway, we're talking about the Chagigas Yedalid. That's Rashi's understanding over here. And now, let's go back to the beginning of the Brisa. Let's follow along. Lo yalem in abasar shir tizbach be'erev be'yom rishon laboker. Limeid, we're now on the top of the Amud Beis, limeid al chagigas yedalid, she'nechel s'shnei yamim b'layla echad, the chagigas yedalid now can be eaten for 2 days and the night in between. Now this should sound familiar, that's our Mishnah. Obviously this brisa is not going like Bentema. Good. So what we learned together in the brisa is that we have now 2 days to eat the chagigas yedal, the day that it was shechted, the night the night of Yontif, and then the entirety of the next day, like a standard shlamin. So eino ela liyom v'layla. Now it could be the Gemara. Now the brisa is vacillating, and the brisa is saying, well, maybe it's yom v'layla, maybe it's day and only the following night, and that's it. Kishomer bayom arishon hare boker sheni amor. So when it says yom arishon, so then that means that we are given now a second morning. Ha'o'eno ela boker rishon. Now maybe boker could mean the first morning. Umani mekayim chagiga nechalas neshnei yamin v'layla echad chutz mizu. And when we say that the chagiga is eaten for 2 days and the night in between, it means your standard chagiga, but not the chagiga sidalit. Kishu omer bo im neder onedava, limit al chagiga sidal, shed nechalas lebez yamin v'layla echad. And when the pasuk says neder onedava, so that's coming to tell me that the chagiga sidalit is going to be able to be eaten for 2 days with the night in between. Ad kan divrei habraisa. Now, granted, by the way, that it's hard to follow this brisa, because the brisa has been doing a lot of back and forth. Meaning, for a moment, the brisa thought that chagigas yedal, of course, can be eaten for 2 days. Then the brisa said, maybe not. And then the brisa says, no, it can be. So the back and forth on the brisa is a little bit hard to follow. The Gemara is going to try to help us understand the brisa a little bit better. Amar mar, o'eno la boker rishon, ha'amar kishu omer b'yamar rishon, hare boker sheni amor. Now, how did the brisa just jump back and forth, assuming that boker first meant the morning of the second day, as opposed to the morning of the first day? Hachi kamar. The Gemara says, here's how to understand what happened in the thought process of the brisa. O'eino ela b'shtei chagigas akasim medaber. Meaning, it's true that the brisa is talking about a morning followed by another morning. But it could very well be that what the Torah is entertaining is that the Torah is actually juggling two chagigas. One, the chagigas yedalit, and two, the chagigas tezvav. Achas chagigas yedal, achas chagigas tevzav, vizula bokra, vizula bokra. Meaning, what the brisa is entertaining is that, yes, it's true that the Torah uses the word boker on two occasions, but here's how it could be understood. The boker, the first time it's referenced, is referring to the chagigas yedal, meaning that you have the day that it was shechted, and then the night after, meaning the Seder night, and that's it. And the next morning, already, it's that you can't eat it. And then when the pasuk says a second boker, what the pasuk is coming to teach me is chagigas tezvav, meaning what the brisa now is entertaining is that even the chagigas tezvav, you have the day in which you shechted, you have the night following, and the next morning already you can't eat it. That's what the brisa is entertaining, and that's why the pasuk says boker on two occasions. Hada amar, then the brisa went on to say, ela dekamelan chagiga nechalim l'shnei yamim v'layla echad, im kein, im neder nedava b'mai. So now the brisa is bothered by the fact of, well, that's absurd, meaning now you're telling me that there's not going to be a single chagiga that can be eaten for 2 days like a regular shlamim, meaning neither the chagigas yedal nor the chagigas tezvav is given an allowance to be eaten on two consecutive days. But we know it's a halacha psuka. Everybody knows that the standard chagiga can be eaten for 2 days. I chagigas yedal haksibe yom v'layla. I chagigas tezvav haksibe yom v'layla. Meaning if you want to suggest what you suggested earlier, that the two bokers are referring to two different chagigas, one chagigas yedal and the other chagigas tezvav, so then we're not left for any, we don't have any room left for the halacha psuka of the chagig, of the standard chagigas yedalit eaten for 2 days. Ela hayla chagigas tezvav, ahayich kula kra lechagigas yedalit. And so therefore, the pasuk of ineder nedava, that's telling me about the standard chagiga. Good. This pasuk over here is actually talking about the chagigas yedalit, and it's only talking about the chagigas yedalit. And since it says the word boker on two occasions, limit al chagigas yedal she'nechal m'shnei yamim v'layla echad. So therefore, it's coming to tell me that the chagigas yedal can be eaten for the 2 days and the night in between. Ad kan, that now hopefully is a somewhat better clarification of the brisa. Anyway, here's what comes out from that entire discussion. And this is the only reason why the Gemara quoted the brisa over here. Tam dechsiv b'yom rishon la boker. Demai boker, boker sheni. So ha kol hecha dechsiv boker stama, boker rishon. Meaning, it's only because it's a modified boker did we even entertain the idea that it's going to be the second morning. But if it just says boker by itself, it obviously the default setting of boker is that it's referring to the very next morning. Even if it didn't say the word racious. So really, the Gemara just made one singular point, but it's and the Gemara didn't have a response, and that is that the drasha of Rav Kahana, that the imurim of the Chagiga are going to be puzzled by the morning because it says, he could have just stopped right there. Meaning, his point is correct. And the next part, which is, and you know, right next to it says the word racious, now that becomes perfectly superfluous. Meaning, even without the word racious, I knew that boker meant the first morning. And we just proved that based on the lima that we just had regarding the Chagiga Sidal, the Chagiga Tezvav. We just showed very clearly that boker by itself, unmodified, clearly means the very next morning, and we wouldn't even entertain for a moment that it meant the second morning. Okay. And the Gemara just leaves that point alone. Adkan. Now, here we are on the doorstep of the upcoming Mishnah, but really, this Mishnah obviously segues into tomorrow's daf. And so I'd rather start fresh with the Mishnah tomorrow. In fact, that's what we're going to do. We'll start with the Mishnah tomorrow regarding back to Karban Pesach and Chilul Shabbos, right? Which is really the theme of our parak. We just took two days off to discuss the Chagiga Sidalit. Let's quickly recap our daf today. Psachim daf Ayin Aleph. There are two versions of Rabbi Elazar. In version number one, any carbon that shechted the day prior to Yontif, meaning any shlamim, that shechted the day prior to Yontif, and obviously now day two of the Shlamim is the first day of Yontif, and you're eating the meat of the Shlamim, you have every right to do so. So are you fulfilling the mitzvah Shami Chagiga? No. Are you fulfilling the mitzvah Shami Simcha? Also, no. No on both counts. Shami Chagiga, because this is not a chulin animal, and you can only fulfill your mitzvah Shami Chagiga with chulin animal. A darver shebechova eno ba ela min achulin. And as far as Shami Simcha is concerned, so in the first version of Rav Elazar, we have a chiddush that the Shami Simcha is not just eating meat, but eating meat of a carbon that was shechted on Yontif itself. Good. So that is all version number one of Rav Elazar. The Gemara goes over numerous prices that support, they do not support this first version. Anyway, the Gemara ended up defending this first version of Rav Elazar. In the second version of Rav Elazar, which is halfway down in Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, so Rav Elazar is brought down as saying that if you shechted a carbon shlamim the day prior to Yontif, and now it's day two of the shlamim, the first day of Yontif, so you're not fulfilling the mitzvah Shami Chagiga, but you are fulfilling the mitzvah Shami Simcha. And the Gemara then brought in a brisa that seems to deflect that position, but the Gemara ends up defending that position. So we have two versions of Rav Elazar. The difference between them is whether or not day two of a shlamim can be used to fulfill the mitzvah of Shami Simcha. In version number one, the answer is no. In version number two, the answer is yes. Second part of today's daf is a halacha brought to us by Rav Kahana. Imurim of the carbon chagiga, which was shechted on the 15th, meaning a standard Shami Chagiga. And the imurim, the parts of the carbon that are put up onto the mizbech, burnt on top of the mizbech, must be put up on the mizbech before the morning, before dawn. And if you don't do that, it becomes possible through the psul of lina, meaning you simply have not brought it in its proper time. With that stated, how does he know that? So he darshans a pasuk. And the Gemara is only bothered by the manner in which he darshans the pasuk using the word racious. But anyway, but that's the halacha. And as Tosus points out, that's the halacha not only for the chagigas tesvav, that's the halacha for any carbon. Any and all carbonos, the imurim have to go up onto the mizbech by dawn of the next morning. Otherwise, you missed the opportunity and you missed out on a mitzvah. Adkan will stop over here. Tomorrow we pick it up with the Mishnah.